Now on to our final game, Lightning Fill in the Blank. Each of our players will have 60 seconds in which to answer as many fill-in-the-blank questions as they can. Each correct answer now worth 2 points. Bill, please, can you give us the scores?
Nagin has 4, Josh has 3, and Jesse has 1.
All right. That means, Jesse, you are, in fact, in third place. You're up first. The clock will start when I begin your first question. Fill in the blank. On Wednesday, a former judge called the DOJ's attempt to dismiss the charges against former National Security Advisor Blank a gross abuse of power.
Michael Flynn?
Right. On Monday, House Democrats unveiled a sweeping blank reform bill.
Police reform?
Yes. This week, blank cases in the U.S. passed the 2 million mark.
Coronavirus.
Right. On Tuesday, primary elections in blank were hampered by malfunctioning voting machines and closed precincts.
Georgia.
Right. This week, animal experts in Australia say that the reason the country's nocturnal parrot population is declining may be blank.
The parrots are sick.
Because they have trouble seeing in the dark and keep running into things. According to a report from the Wall Street Journal, online shopping giant Blank will soon face antitrust charges from the EU.
Amazon.
Yes. Following her series of anti-trans tweets, actors from the Harry Potter movie franchise spoke out against Blank.
J.K. Rowling.
Yes, true. This week, two inmates who escaped from their cell in Italy left behind a note that said Blank.
Sorry, y'all, but we escaped.
The note said, "We'll be back in 2 weeks, we promise." The two inmates who used a garden hose to scale one of the prison's walls were thoughtful enough to leave a note behind promising they'd be back in 2 weeks. The men said they had a family matters that only they could solve because, and this is all true, both of their wives were also in prison. The wardens say they're already taking serious steps to ensure this doesn't happen again by making all inmates pinky swear never to escape. Bill, how did Jesse do in our quiz?
Coming back strong, Jesse has 6 right for 12 more points. She now has 13 points and the lead.
All right, Josh, you're up next. Fill in the blank. On Tuesday, Reverend Al Sharpton and Joe Biden both spoke at the funeral for blank.
George Floyd.
Right. On Wednesday, Trump rejected a call to rename military bases that are named after blanks.
Confederate soldiers?
Yes, Confederate generals. This week, the Federal Reserve predicted that the blank rate will fall to 9% by the end of 2020.
Unemployment?
Right. On Monday, economists confirmed that the U.S. had, in fact, entered a blank this year.
Recession?
Right. In solidarity with the Black Lives Matter movement, a blank in Rhode Island announced it would no longer offer a discount to police.
A restaurant?
A donut shop. On Thursday, Moderna announced Phase 3 testing of their new blank vaccine.
Coronavirus?
Right. On Tuesday, the White House rolled back hunting restrictions on bears and wolves in blank.
Maine?
Alaska. After having problems with his Mercedes-Benz, a man in Canada blanked.
Pushed it into a river.
No, he flew to Germany to speak to the automaker's manager. According to the man, he bought the $150,000 automobile because it was supposedly one of the safest luxury cars, but after the steering locked up, nearly causing an accident, he didn't just demand to speak to his local dealership's manager. No, he flew 5,000 miles to Mercedes-Benz headquarters to complain in person. While arduous and expensive, it was easier than dealing with the automated customer service helpline.
Press 9 for we will give you nothing.
All right, how did Josh do on our quiz?
He's making it a tight race. He had 5 right for 10 more points. He now has 13 points and is tied with Jesse for the lead.
All right, so how many, then, does Nagin Farsad need to win it all?
5, count them 5 to win.
Ooh. Oh, you can do this, Nagin. This is for the game, Nagin. Here we go. Fill in the blank. On Tuesday, President Trump claimed without evidence that the 75-year-old man injured by police in blank may have faked his fall.
Injured in Buffalo?
Yes. On Thursday, General Milley, the chairman of the blanks, said it was wrong that he accompanied Trump to his church photo op.
Oh, the Joint Chiefs?
Yes. This week, the White House demanded CNN apologize for a poll showing blank leading Trump by over 10 percentage points.
Biden.
Right. This week, police in Vermont asked for the public's help to identify a man who walked into a Dunkin' Donuts with no mask and no blank.
Pants.
Right. On Tuesday, IBM announced that it would no longer create blank recognition technology.
Facial.
Right. This week, police in Pakistan arrested blank on suspicion of illegal gambling.
Elon Musk.
They arrested a donkey. The donkey, whose name hasn't been released, was rounded up by Pakistani police along with 8 other gamblers. The group has been charged with running an illegal gambling operation, but police say they expect all the humans to flip on the donkey because he was apparently on a hot streak and acting like a bit of an ass. Bill, did Nagin do well enough to win?
So close, and I mean in a good way. 5 right for 10 more points. 14 gives her the championship this week.
Yay! Congratulations, Nagin. Yay, yay, yay. So some good thing comes out of this week, and it's you.
It's me.